Well, the Obama administration is once again calling for more investment in the so-called green economy. Vice President Biden this week calling for a new clean energy policy for the United States. But there's at least one high-profile example of a green economy that is not working. China has pumped more money into the development of green cars than any other nation. And so far, it hasn't really paid off. So what does that tell us about the future of the green economy in America? Joining me now is Gordon Chang, author of The Coming Collapse of China. Gordon, let's be honest here. I mean, we all remember the images of Beijing with the smog. The Chinese government, they aren't interested in a green economy, are they?
No, you know, China has the worst environment ever. 16 of the 20th dirtiest cities in the world are located in the People's Republic, and it just gets worse and worse and worse.
So why are they subsidizing, then, the purchasing of these green vehicles?
My guess is that this is all about exports. They want to dominate the global economy for cars, and green cars are a part of it. So really what they want to do is, this is export surpluses that they're talking about, not clean air.
Well, they have no, obviously, you know, it's a limited free market, so you have to take that, take all of their sales figures, if you will, with a grain of salt. But there's no demand in China for green vehicles, is there?
No. You know, remember a couple of years ago, Fortune magazine had that cover of Warren Buffett in a car, and it said, Buffett has not only seen the future car, he's sitting in the driver's seat. Well, that car was an E6, a Chinese electric car. Well, since March of 2010, last year, Buffett's company has sold 53 of those cars. Mm-hmm. And almost all of those sales were to an affiliated company. You know,